Your mind is software. Program it. Your body is a shell. Change it. Death is a disease. Cure it. Your mind is software. Program it. Your body is a shell. Change it. Death is a disease. Cure it. And extinction is fast approaching. Fight it. Peter Thiel, a co-founder of Pope Pen PayPal, had these dynamic words to say. What do they mean to you and me? What do they mean to us in our world, in our way of living? Program your mind. Your mind is software. How do we program our mind? Oh, we know only too well. Whatever thoughts we put in our mind, those are things that become a reality in our life. Those are things that perhaps are a reality already, and we are revealing them in our daily experience. Your mind is software. Now, software is something that can be worked with. It can be something that can be developed. It can be something that can be changed. It can be something that is every moment brought into a new aspect of how to look at it. And what is that new aspect of how to look at it? What is the new aspect of how to look at our mind and how to look at it as a program? Well, we say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. The little train was working its way up the side of the mountain. And then it got to the top. I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. Well, all of us are past the think I can. Because we're here. We've made it. Now, we want the I know I can. What is it that we are accomplishing? What is it that we would like to have? What would we like to have our mind do? Now, everyone isn't born with a mind that's as fertile as some others. Everyone isn't born with a mind that is so dynamic and so powerful and so active, like a Edison, like a Emerson, like Thoreau, like many another. But we all are born with a mind. And our mind is our software, and it's waiting to be programmed. It's like your car. Your car is there for you to get in and drive. If you don't use your car, you don't get any benefit from it. Oh, you may just sit in it and say, this is my car. And that's what many people do. They just sit in their car and they say, this is my car, and they use it to go to the grocery store or go two blocks away and come home. And that's okay. We can use our brain in any way we want. We can be very relaxed about it, very peaceful about it. We can be very unimpressed by what our brain does, or we can be excited about what our brain does. Our brain is the storehouse of all the information that exists in the universe. Our brain is the place in which we go. Our mind is the place in which we go to find out all things. Oh, we may look at things in the outer, and we may go to school, and we may study, but it doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't mean a thing unless we apply it. Your brain is software, and it's waiting for you to program it and how you want to use it. Now, you can have your car, and it can be a glorious car or a simple car, and it can get you where you want to go if you maintain it, if you keep it in gas, which is programming it, which is oil and other lubricants. But most of all, your car is you because you use it to go where you want to go. You drive it. Your mind is your software. And it is there to give you anything you wanted. But it's up to you to program. It's up to me to program my mind and utilize my mind however I want to use it. How do I want to use my mind? I want to use my mind for glorious, beautiful, fantastic things. But I can't unless I purposely choose to take every wonderful concept that comes into my consciousness and with that concept apply it to my life, apply it to my world, apply it to who I am, apply it to everything that I am. And I can do that. I can program my mind. I can program it to be anything I want. And so I say this day, my mind is all in divine order. My mind is in divine order. My mind is in divine order. Now, doing that means that every single thought in my mind, every single idea in my consciousness, every single attitude that I have is the software that I'm programming in my consciousness. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. We find it not difficult to think about. Your body is a shell. Change it. Your body is constantly changing all the days of your life. Your body is constantly changing from the moment you're born until the moment you cease using your body and pass it away. Or maybe take it with you. Or whatever. But your body's a shell, and you are changing it every moment by what you eat, by what you think, by what you do, by how you handle yourself. Your body is a glorious shell. It's a shell that gives you all of the opportunity to work in any way you like. It's a shell that you can be an athlete, you can be a musician. It's a shell that you can be a father, you can be a mother. It's a shell that you can be anything you want. And the shell does not have to be more glorious or more wonderful than somebody else's. We know some people's shells who are limited, and yet they aspired to greatness and they achieved greatness. Not because their shell limited them, but because they had programmed their software and their mind to accomplish it. And the body is a shell. We change it. We do not have to have bodies that are ill. We do not have to have bodies that have limitation. We do not have to have bodies that will not do for us what we want them to do. We tell our bodies they can't do things, and so they don't do it. But we can tell our bodies that they can do everything. They can accomplish everything. They can fulfill everything. They can reveal everything. And they do. But is that what we want? Your body's a shell. Change it. Tell your body it's ideal. Tell your body it's the original purity and integrity that it was in the very beginning. And it always is that. Tell your body that it is beautiful. It is glorious. Tell your body that it's a wonderful shell. It's a wonderful shell that you're using. And it's beautiful. You love it. You care for it. And that's what it's all about. Yes, your body is a shell. Change it. And death is a disease. Cure it. Death is a disease. Cure it. Oh my goodness. Wouldn't we all like to be more in charge of our coming and going and our living and dying and our death and our living? But death is just a disease. And so we cure it. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am immortal. I am eternal. Now, whenever you say, I'm immortal and I'm eternal, oh no, oh no, oh no, you can't say that. That's not good to say. That's a stupid thing to say. Only people who are not fully put their act together say things like that. No. People who have fully put their act together say things like that. They say disease is what death is, and we cure it. And we cure it by life, by living, by saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. All is marvelous. All is outstanding. And when I say that, what happens to me? What happens to me is that I start acting like my body is whole and perfect. I start acting like I am the most beautiful being in the world. We find extinction approaching, and we think that extinction is when a group of beings or a group of things no longer are. But extinction is when we lay down our bodies and we die, and we say that's the end. And it's not the end. Extinction is not a reality. It's just a program that we have in our body. And we might consider fighting it. Rather than fighting it, I would say, consider realizing that we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We are immortal. Don't fight it. Just recognize it. Proclaim it. Acclaim it. Stake it as yours. Make it as your reality. And as you make it as your reality, you enjoy every moment of it. And life is wonderful. Your mind is a software. Program it. Your body is a shell. Change it. Death is a disease. Cure it. Extinction is approaching. Fight it. No. Extinction is approaching, we say, because of all the graveyards and all the burials. But in reality, nothing is ever created or destroyed. And we are the atoms of the universe. We live immortally, wonderfully, beautifully. Our life is the expression of all that is good. It's up to us to be creative, be dynamic, be outstanding, to look life in the face and say, all is in divine order. Yes! All is in divine order. To look at the world and say, you're wonderful, all of you. You're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're outstanding. And have the world look back at us and say, you're right, you're right, you're right. And we are. Claim this today for you, and let it be your reality, your gift to yourself of your divinity. I love you. I love you. I love you.